But, I mean, it's again, it's what you work so hard for in the regular season to play on this stage. It's the biggest stage in the WNBA Finals. You know, players gutted it out to the end. Nobody wants to go home. Nobody wants to lose game one either. And it was, I think, you know, a great battle between two great teams that earned the right to be here. And it's just game one, so we can't, you know, get two down. But obviously we've got to make some adjustments and... you know, I think that we'll be ready to go on Thursday.
We talked about the great shot making, but let's get to yours in the regulation. I mean, you needed a three. I'll be darned.
Well, I think, you know, it was a broken play. We didn't have any timeouts, so it wasn't anything that we could really draw up. And Reed did a great job of blowing the ball off the floor, and Tammy did a great job of sending me a little brush screen. I saw an opening and just took it and able to knock it down. And thank, you know, goodness that... you know, we were able to get a stop and you know, going back the other way. But, you know, we need to be a little more protective when we have the lead and make some better decisions. And I think that, you know, we'll do that on Thursday.
Thanks, man. You kind of have to create it yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was, I like going, I like that move. I practice that move often, so I like the last look. You know, but it's tough when you put yourself in a position where you're playing catch up at the end and you're always having to, you know, make it 3 years and you don't have any timeouts. It's tough. You know, they're so long and athletic, and they're doing different schemes to try to keep you off balance. But, you know, I felt like I got a decent look, and it felt good. Just didn't go down.
This team needed to rebound the way it's used to rebounding. Do you think this game would have
gotten done? Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Lynn drew up you know, a stat on the board, which is telling, 12 offensive rebounds, 24 second chance points. So, you know, we know coming from the Detroit series how important rebounding is. And I think, you know, we let some people get free range at the basket, get free runs. And, you know, if people are coming from free throw line, three-point line, and crashing in there, we've got to do a better job of communicating, locating people, and boxing people out.
Some people might think this game would deflate you guys. It just doesn't seem like you're going to reflect on that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that, you know, we're a veteran group. We've got several players that have been in the finals before. Obviously, would have loved nothing more than to come in and steal this game, but you know, I think that we came in relaxed, and I think that's why we played extremely well, is, you know, because we were relaxed. So we've just got to, you know, stay positive, because nobody's going to do this by themselves. We know that we're in this together, and there's no need to put your head down. It's a long series ahead. We feel like, you know, they do a tremendous job holding home court, so we're just going to do our best on Thursday and, you know, let the series play out.
At any point did you recognize, I mean, we're watching and we're saying this might be one of the best games I've ever seen. Did it feel that way while you were playing?
It did. It was a tremendous effort, and, you know, I think it was just back and forth, and again, I think it's exciting for the fans, for the spectators that were there, for the people watching on TV. It was just a great effort by both teams. You know, you saw people making plays at different times. You saw, you know, different things, you know, just the skill set of every player out there. It's just a tremendous thing, and hopefully both teams can display that kind of talent on Thursday. She was amazing, unbelievable. You know, Eb is, you know, a great player, and she definitely, when she had it, she took it tonight, and that's what we need her continue to do, is stay confident, stay aggressive, and she provided a huge punch for us, a huge boost for us, and obviously they'll probably make some adjustments with her, but, you know, she's a veteran, and she's going to, you know, also be ready, get ready, and be ready. But she was phenomenal for us, nothing short of.
This game was played at the Phoenix pace, an offensive game. Is that an advantage to you going forward in this series, knowing that you can stay this close in a high-scoring game, or do you need to turn around and play in the end?
Well, I think, you know, I think before the game, everybody's talking about offense versus defense teams, you know, the series, Phoenix offense. But, again, you know, we showed that we're capable. We have a nice arsenal of offensive weapons, and Phoenix is capable of playing defense. So we could do a better job. You know, I don't think that we want to get in a run-and-gun contest. We need to – there's a couple times where we settled a little too early and, you know, got into playing their style, and we need to – to know when to run and when to pull back. And, you know, I think that we'll do a better job on Thursday controlling that kind of decision-making.